I know that by January it was, you know, millions of dollars, and there were lines outside the door in Ann Arbor when those stores opened. So the demand is there. I don't think that Lansing has missed out on that. It's only been a couple months. The Lansing market is about 500,000 people, not counting the outlying areas that don't have recreational shops. So I don't think Lansing's missed out. I think there's going to be a big response to the opening on Friday.
And I know, Sarah, you've reported on this. How many businesses did the city clear to officially open?
So eventually in Lansing, we could see up to 28 retailers, which are recreational pot shops. Right now, you know, only two have been cleared to open from what we've heard. The first one will be opening Friday. You know, most of these recreational pot shops are already operating as medical marijuana dispensaries. So that means they're selling to people with medical marijuana cards. Recreational just means you can sell to anybody age 21 and over without a card.
And Christian, you kind of touched on this. The outlying areas around Lansing, some of those communities have moratoriums even on recreational use or adult use marijuana. Has the city of Lansing positioned itself to be in kind of a green rush for mid-Michigan, or is there other significant competition in the surrounding areas?
Yeah, I think due to its placement, it's smack dab in the middle of the state. It's easily accessible, so if people want to come here and they find that the product is good, I think they could see a green rush, especially with Green Peak being in Diamonddale. That's one of the largest producers in the state, so it could be a home base for a lot of marijuana industry.
Most communities throughout Michigan and in Ingham County are choosing to ban recreational marijuana businesses. East Lansing is an exception. Lansing is an exception. East Lansing has not licensed any recreational businesses yet. Meridian Township has said that they could decide to amend their rules and say, yeah, actually, we will allow recreational pot shops, but we want to wait and see. We don't want to be the first. They're letting Lansing do that.
We're here with Lansing State Journal reporters Christian Martinez and Sarah Lear discussing recreational or adult use marijuana sales in Lansing. The 11 stores that will be selling recreational marijuana in Lansing were given conditional licenses. What does that mean exactly?
Lansing has basically a two-step process. You need approval from the city and you need approval from the state. Last week, the city clerk announced that 11 had conditional approval. They were cleared by the city. They were waiting for a few extra things, like to pass a building inspection, and they needed the go-ahead from the state. Now we know that two places already have the go-ahead from the state, and I think very rapidly, depending on the speed of state regulators, we could see more pot shops popping up in Lansing.
I know other cities who have been opening medical shops or recreational shops have had kind of green light districts pop up. But the way the city of Lansing structured that, that's not really going to happen here because there's caps on the number of businesses per ward, correct?
So some of the businesses are capped at one per ward, like the social clubs, the micro businesses. The pot shops are controlled by zoning, you know, can't be a certain distance away from a liquor store or another retailer. I do also know that the city clerk in the scoring process gives priority to areas that don't have a pot shop nearby, the idea being providing access throughout the city. So we'll have to see what it's like, but it is something that the city says it's prioritizing in terms of spreading them out. And most of these locations will be where we already have medical dispensaries, which have eventually sort of been distributed throughout the four quadrants of the city.
All right. Christian Martinez and Sarah Lear, thank you both so much for coming in today and discussing this.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
We'll certainly follow your reporting.